Alright, let's widen that old school drum and bass snare snap in Ableton Live 12. Using a super practical workflow, we'll sketch and perform it in session view, then record the best take straight into arrangement view. Even though this lesson sits in the vocals area, I want you to think of the snare snap like a vocal consonant, like a TSS or a K sound. It's bright, it's short, it's expressive, and it can be stereo as long as the punch of the snare stays dead center. Here's the goal, a two-layer snare. Layer 1 is the core, that's the body and punch, kept mono so it hits hard everywhere. Layer 2 is the snap, that's the bright transient layer that we're going to whiten, but carefully, so we don't wreck mono compatibility or make it facey. Step 0. Set up the vibe. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a nice classic DNB tempo to build around. If you want a quick foundation, program a basic pattern. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Turn on your metronome and set a 1-bar count in so recording feels comfortable. Now step 1. Load an old school snare and split it into core and snap. Create a MIDI track and drop a drum rack onto it. Put your snare sample on a pad, like C1. Now duplicate the chain inside the drum rack. You can right-click the snare chain and choose Duplicate Chain. Rename the first chain snare core and the second chain snare snap wide. This is the mindset. We're not widening the whole snare. We're widening only the top layer. That's how you get excitement without losing impact. Step 2. Shape the snare core for mono punch. Click your snare core chain and add EQ 8 first. High pass it at around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Adjust by taste, but you're basically removing rumble that doesn't belong on a snare. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you want a bit more crack, you can add a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz, but keep it subtle. This layer is about stability. Next, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% range. Crunch stays light, like 0 to 10%. Turn boom off for this classic vibe, and then bring up transients, somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30. This is a great way to make it feel like it pops without simply making it louder. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Fully mono, this is your anchor. Adjust gain so it hits solidly but doesn't clip. If you're a beginner, a good rule is, leave yourself headroom. You don't need your drum rack smashing the meters. Step 3. Build the snare snap layer, bright and wide. Click the snare snap wide chain. First, we tighten it so it's only snap. Add EQ 8. Now do a much more aggressive high pass, like 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. Yes, that high. We're intentionally removing the bi, so the widening won't mess with the center of the mix. If you want more sparkle, add a small high shelf around 6 to 10 kHz, maybe plus 2 to 4 dB, but don't overdo it. Old school is bright, but we still want it musical. Next, add a gate. This is one of the secret weapons, because it makes the snap behave like a quick consonant. Set the threshold so it only opens when the snare hits. Attack. Super fast, around 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds. Hold, around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release, around 30 to 80 milliseconds. If the snap is hanging around between hits, shorten the release. That's a big coaching note. Width should feel level dependent, like it appears when the snare hits, not like there's constant stereo fizz floating in the background. Now for widening, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount around 10 to 25%. Delay around 6 to 12 milliseconds. Feedback low, like 0 to 10%. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Keep telling yourself, we are not trying to hear chorus. We are trying to feel width. After that, add utility. Set width somewhere around 140 to 180%. If your utility has bass mono, you can set it around 200 to 300 Hz. If you don't see it, don't stress, because we already high-passed the snap layer, so there's basically no low end to mono fix anyway. Optional. Add saturator for old school grit. Analog clip mode. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. But do it carefully. This layer is air and spit, not the body. If it gets harsh, you can always follow with a small dip around 8 to 10 kHz. Step 4. Balance the two layers. This is where beginners accidentally ruin it by getting excited and turning the snap way too loud. Start with the core at 0 dB. Then bring the snap up from silence until the snare opens up. A typical place is the snap sitting about minus 12 to minus 6 dB relative to the core. Here's a simple check. If the snare starts feeling thinner instead of bigger, the snap is too loud. The core should still feel like it's doing the main job. Also, a beginner-friendly gain staging rule. The snap layer should rarely peak higher than the core layer. If it's peaking similarly, the snap is carrying too much weight, and it'll get brittle once your full mix comes in. Now step 5, session view performance clips. This is where it gets fun, and honestly, this is a very readable DNB workflow. You build a few variations and you perform them. In session view, create 3 MIDI clips on your drum rack track. Name them clip A clean snap, clip B extra wide snap, and clip C short or choked snap. In each clip, place snares on beats 2 and 4 for 1 bar. Now, you can automate inside each clip using clip envelopes, but I'm going to recommend a cleaner beginner workflow. Macros. Open your drum rack and create 2 macros. Macro 1. Snap level. Map it to the snap chain volume. Macro 2. Snap width. Map it to the snap utility width. Now set smart macro ranges so you can't accidentally crank into unusable territory. For snap width, set the range to about 120% up to 175%. For snap level, set it to a realistic zone, like minus 18 dB up to minus 6 dB. Now per clip, you'll automate those macro values in the clip envelope. Clip A. Moderate snap level, width around 150%. This is your stable default. Clip B. Slightly higher snap level, and width closer to 175 or even 180 if it still holds up. This is your hype section. Clip C. Lower snap level, narrower width, and make it shorter. You can do that by shortening gate release, or reducing chorus dry/wet. Extra coach trick, don't only automate level. Also automate chorus dry/wet and gate release per clip. Wider sections can handle a slightly longer release. Tighter sections usually need a faster release so the groove stays crisp. Now step 6, record your session performance into arrangement view. This is the part many beginners don't realize is built into Ableton's design. Hit global record at the top, then launch clip A, then switch to clip B, then throw in clip C like a quick choke or fill. Perform this for 8 or 16 bars, like you're DJing your snare energy. When you stop, jump to arrangement view and you'll see your performance captured, including clip changes and automation. A classic arrangement idea, bars 1 to 8, use the clean snap, bars 9 to 16. Bring in the wider snap for excitement, and then right before a transition, hit that choked version so the groove tightens and the next section feels bigger. Step 7. Final checks. Mono compatibility and level discipline. Put a utility on your drum group or even temporarily on the master. Set width to 0%. This is your mono check. Listen to the snare. If the snare loses too much of that tick in mono, you've probably got too much time-based widening. Fix it by reducing the chorus dry/wet, or lowering the snap width from, say, 180 down to 140 or 160. And a really pro fix, instead of relying on stereo snap for brightness, add a tiny boost on the core around 6 to 8 kHz so the mono center still speaks. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't widen the whole snare. Keep the body mono. Don't overdo chorus. If you can clearly hear chorus, it's probably too much for fast DNB drums. Don't forget to high-pass the snap. Stereo low mids are where phase problems live. And don't skip mono checks. Phones, clubs, and big systems will expose phase issues fast. If you want a slightly cleaner old-school option later, you can try a no-chorus whitening approach. EQ8 in mid/side mode after the snap processing, boosting a bit of air only on the side channel. That gives you air on the sides without the modulation smear. But for today, the chorus ensemble method is perfect to learn and it's fast. Mini practice to lock it in. Make those 3 1-bar clips, perform an 8-bar recording, and then mono check it. Your target is simple. Punch stays in mono and width feels like air, not phase. And if you tell me what kind of snare you're using, like a crunchy break snare, a 909-ish one-shot, or something more modern and punchy, I can suggest the best starting EQ points and which widening variation will behave the safest.